five of my favourite people in the studio, and all here together. I think this is possibly the first time we've ever made this happen, isn't it, Butch?
It is, absolutely.
Amber Faults and the Ambivalent Lovers. My friend Jeff yesterday saying, so what is this about ambivalent? Why are you ambivalent? You commit. I said, you know, it's just the way they are. They're just on the fence all the time. Is that true, Amber?
No, yeah, it fits. It fits everything, actually. We're always, hey, do you like this? Mm. I don't know.
and yet, despite all this ambivalence, you won the Road to Nightfall last year. And this year, you're on the big stage again.
Yes.
9:15, isn't it?
No. Tonight? Oh, no. 7:30.
Wait a minute.
We're Boston,
oh, there it
everybody.
Is. 7:30 to 9 o'clock. You're on the Volkswagen stage.
Yeah. So close. We're close.
So you come see us, and then you turn around and see Boston right after.
That's true.
What I gotta do.
I mean, after you guys, Boston.
I know.
Bless their heart.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen.
They were really kind, though. They were really kind to close out our show.
They were. It's true.
And it gives you something to do. It's one of those where you're there to see us. You know you are. And then once we've done playing, then you've got Boston as background music while you wait for the crowds to dissipate so you can lazily meander to your car. Meander towards your car.
Sounds like a good plan. I didn't really think about it like that.
We are planners in this band. We really are.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly the way it's going to work, I think.
It's true.
Well, since you're all here, play something. What are you going to do? Butch, why don't you introduce everybody, Butch?
Okay. To my left, you're right. we have Amber Faults, lead vocals and acoustic guitar. She's also our principal songwriter. Her fellow sparkle twin is Haley Graham, who's our background vocalist, harmony vocalist, actually. Hunter White is with us. He's the drummer. Hunter White, who has been in every...
I was going to say.
Road to Nightfall. Yeah. Every Road to Nightfall.
Hunter has been in more bands than I can count, but have you ever been in the studio before, Hunter? No, I didn't think so. No, you're always the man that everybody talks about, but you've always got something else going on. You haven't been able to make it.
They've actually just never asked me to come.
Oh, is that right?
He's a loose cannon. We don't know what to do.
Well, this is a little early for you. So.
Jealous, sir.
Yeah. And then we have Travis Kilgore on bass, and I play guitar, and wear the bossy pants,
and
I guess.
And you all do it very well, so please do.
What do you want to do? First?
Killing time, since I've got my guitar in my hand and I didn't bring in my ukulele, so I forgot. All right.
She's got you where she wants you in. You don't care, no, you just stay there. She's got you where she needs you to be. Don't think sit still and say she looks pretty. She's got you dangling on a thin line. You'll sit there waiting, killing time. You'll sit there waiting, killing time.
She's got you.
she wants you. Boy, you don't care. No, you just stay there.
Sounded good. You all right, Butch? I just left the microphone placement up to Butch. Really? Is that going to work? But you know the first thing that jumps out is the harmonies.
No, thanks.
I mean, you guys just get better and better together. You sing together a lot, don't you?
Yes.
Just hanging together.
Yeah.
But then in the with the rest of the band, it seems like the sound's just getting bigger and bigger.
Well, you know? I hope so. I mean, the idea is that we all do. What's great about this band is that we all sing.
Yeah.
And we try to be pretty judicious about not putting too much icing on the cake, you know what I mean? But
what?
but I think that's one of the real strengths of this band. And not only that, I mean, although we're all playing Amber's songs, we all have our other projects. We've all been involved in a number of different projects. And because of that, we all have that sensibility of writing and arranging, and you know, we all kind of bring that to the table as well.
Which ultimately results in chaos, I imagine, every time you get together.
At first,
with everybody,
sure.
Everybody talking at once, and everybody wanting to. Is that true, Travis?
Well, the
of course, you're the
aspect.
Bass player, right? And the bass player traditionally has that role of being kind of the quiet, you know, settle everybody down kind of guy.
Yeah, but I'm also the biggest member of the band.
That's true. So you keep them under.
Yeah, we do. We talk a lot. It's a bunch of squirrels with ADD on that front. But musically, it's probably not as chaotic as you might think.
Well, you know, the interesting thing, listening to you just then, there's clearly five voices. You know, mm-hmm. Everybody's contributing something that's immediately identifiable.
Yeah.
You know, but it's all, of course, as you're saying, it's coming together like a gumbo.
Which jives nicely with what I was about to say. None of us are new to this. You know, this is not our first band. We've all had other projects. We've had other projects. We come to this as experienced musicians with distinct voices, with the experience of working with other people. You know, egos are laid aside. It really works well. It's sillier than you might even believe if you could see footage of rehearsal. But, you know, really when you get down to brass tacks, it works really, really well, and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, it seems to me increasingly the amazing thing is that it works at all for any band. You know,
agreed.
When you bring however many strong personalities together in one room and try to find consensus, but when you do, you know, it becomes.
As it is now,
it's bigger than the sum of its parts.
It helps us. I can't speak for all bands, but it helps us in that we were all friends before we were in this band.
That's
we were all regulars at Tremont Tavern. We were already in the habit of cutting up together to the best of our boneheaded abilities, looking out for each other's feelings and not stepping on people's toes.
Well, a sense of humor helps, too. Right?
A sense of humor helps tremendously in this band.
Definitely.
Is that true, Hunter?
It's like being married. You have to be married to each individual person, you know, and accept them and, you know, just go from there. Accept them, and you want to accept them because you love them already, you know what I'm saying? But
it is true,
it's a marriage.
Though. It is.
Sure.
It is. And then we
That's
all,
true, is it,
yeah.
Amber? And there's never a point where you want to knock anybody's head, huh?
No, we get mad at each
no,
other.
No, really?
Sometimes.
Never?
You know, yeah, there's times in practice sometimes where we're just like... Seriously?
And you go into your separate corners then,
yeah,
right?
But, I mean, I feel like what you said, I mean, we don't, I feel like we are, all of us are strong personalities, every one of us, and you would think that getting, I mean, and there are times where we butt heads, but for the most part, really, it's not like that. I feel like we're all very much so, okay, yeah, I heard what you said, but that's stupid, so.
Now, Amber, do you think that one has to have a strong person? I mean, this just occurred to me as you were talking. I think you have to have a strong personality to be in this band.
Oh, yeah.
If somebody did not, I think we'd tear them up and run them off.
Uh-huh.
That's true, is it, Hayley?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. No, I think that's why it works so well, because we're all kind of loud and goofy. And I think if we weren't all loud and goofy, we wouldn't get it. I think it'd be like, I don't know why I'm hanging out with these people. Yeah. It's terrible.
I think one of the other advantages that we have is that because we are all involved in other projects, we can walk in and be focused on Amber's songs and making those the best. And there's plenty of places in her music for us to be expressive in our own rights. But it's not like, you know, George Harrison trying to get a song on the White Album, you know, where everyone's kind of wrestling to get their piece in, because if that form of expression needs to happen, then, you know, we all have these other avenues that we can take advantage of.
Gotcha. So do another song. Amber Fultz and the Ambivalent Lovers, if you're just joining us, are our guests this afternoon.
Okay.
Playing on the Volkswagen stage, is that right? No.
Do you want to do that one?
Yeah, it is. Volkswagen stage, 7:30 tonight. Down at Riverbend. Amber Fultz and the Ambivalent Lovers. It's so nice to have you, Hunter and Travis, in here this afternoon. Hayley and Amber have been here several times, and so has Butch. We've never had the rhythm section here with
this
you before, have we?
We've actually played
makes a difference.
Yeah. That is true.
Ever.
Yeah.
So wow. First unplugged.
So. Yay!
So you're playing Riverbend tonight.
Yes.
What's your attitude toward that? Do you treat this as a different gig? Are you going to do different things? Because I guess, aside from anything else, it's an opportunity probably to play for a lot of people who've never seen you before, mm-hmm. right?
True.
It's I think we treat every gig about the same. It's it doesn't really matter if we're on a stage hanging off a mountain that we've right. done.
When was that you did that?
It was up at a party last summer.
last summer.
We'll be doing that again.
We're doing it again. Yep.
If Hunter would have leaned back, just, there was a thin rope that was awesomely like securing him to the to laugh. we were all like, don't lean back.
Save yourself.
yeah, because it really didn't exist. But if we're doing that, or if we're doing a huge stage like Track 29 or at Nightfall or whatever, we bring the same show. It really doesn't matter who we're playing to. I mean, if we're doing a 10-person show, you know, there's 10 people out there. We're like, okay, get up on your feet, 10 people, you know. Well, we'd like to thank each and every one of you.
And some, honestly, like, we've been really fortunate that some of even the smallest shows we've played, we've gotten some of the most loyal fans from.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, we always kind of walk in like, whatever we're doing, we have an opportunity to really gain some traction and get some people really excited about what we do. Because that party, I mean, there are quite a few people that, like, they still, every time we play, are so excited, and they tell their friends, and they come, and they show up. And, I mean, there was hardly anybody there. So everything we do, we think what a cool opportunity it is for us to do that. And Riverbend, obviously, is a big show for us. But
And we've thought a lot about...
Is this the first time you've done this, right?
First time that this band has done.
I think we've all played Riverbend.
We've all played Riverbend in one form or another, But there's a lot of thought that went in what we're going to play tonight. And because we know there'll be a big chunk of people there who haven't seen us really since we did the Queen show.
Yeah.
And so there'll be a lot of our stuff, a couple of new surprises and some references to some of the other shows that we did, you know, like the Queen show. We're just going to bring it. It's
right. You know, well, it's just a chance to strut your stuff for a bunch of people.
If I'm always on a bill in front of some other band, my attitude is always to make that band never want to have that happen again. You know what I mean? Now, admittedly, that's going to be hard to do to Boston, but I'm swinging. I'm swinging for the bleachers.
Yeah.
When the annals of Riverbend 2014 are recorded, the entry for tonight will be two words, and they will be Boston who?
And now it's band
practice. We love you, Boston. Thank you.
Keep thinking like that, Travis. Keep thinking like that. So which one is the Volkswagen stage?
That's
the awesome one.
The Volkswagen stage is the one that flanks the Cook stage.
Cool.
So if you're going to see Boston.
So you're up fairly high.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yeah. So if you're going to see Boston, just come early because we're going to, and then turn around. That's basically.
Right. Yeah.
So I guess this whole thing with this thing you did last summer, Hunter, was practice for this, right? You're all the way up high on that stage, and you're on the back of the stage again.
Oh, up on the mountain.
So, you know, so you don't need to be leaning back tonight either.
I think I'll be a little more secure tonight.
Yeah. Well, let's hope. That's why we don't need to do too many of those gigs. That's said it all, hasn't it? Why don't you do another tune? the Volkswagen stage, 7:30 tonight, Amber Faults and the Ambivalent Lovers. No competition. There's nobody else out there playing tonight that deserves your attention more.
That's true. Just
so you've done two songs so far, Amber. You didn't say what the title of either of them was.
Oh, the first one was Killing Tom.
Uh-huh.
And the second one was Down.
Down?
Down, yeah.
And what's this one called?
Fire Burning?
Yeah.
Right? No. We'll play something different.
One. Thank you.
control. Whoa, whoa, oh, oh. It's the burn I like.
You caught me the last couple of times.
The look you just gave me.
You got those false endings on their songs. And it was inevitable I get nailed by that one. All right. We're about out of time, and I wanted to play at least one song by The Way You Sound in the studio.
Oh, cool. Can we really quick thank Friends of the Festival and Bob Payne?
No.
Okay, well, just kidding.
Never mind.
Reverse.
So good to have you here. Any particular song that you feel would best represent you?
Yeah, the generic.
I guess.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I thought you'd say. Yeah, that's what I figured you'd say. That's the one I thought you'd say.
We've got different songs to play too tonight.
Well, you know, talk about ambivalence. Generic love song. Have you not yet come up with a better title for this song?
For the band? We like being ambivalent.
No, yeah.
So, and it describes, you know, you got to the title of it describes the songs themselves. Maybe not us per se, but certainly the songs that Amber writes, that's a very, you know, I think a very apropos thing. Wanting something like that, but being afraid of it or whatever, being ambivalent because you've been burned.
Gaia. Yeah, well, we had that conversation last time you were here, didn't we? Mm-hmm. So this is Amber Fultz and the Ambivalent Lovers. And again, if you just joined us, they're on the Volkswagen stage tonight down at Riverbend, 7:30.